Chinese President Xi Jinping says China stands ready to work with Argentina and other members of the international community in support of the World Health Organization in playing a leading role in the fight against COVID-19. President Xi made the remarks during a telephone conversation with Argentine President Alberto Fernandez. The president says both the Chinese and Argentine governments have adhered to the principle of putting people and life first amid the COVID-19 pandemic. He says China is willing to continue to provide assistance to the South American country and deepen bilateral vaccine cooperation. Chinese authorities say there will be strict pandemic prevention measures during the upcoming Mid-Autumn Festival and National Day holiday. Li Jian is with the Ministry of Culture and Tourism. He says scenic spots should develop and make full use of ticket reservation systems.
The upper limit of tourist flow volume should be within 75% in scenic spots across the nation, the same to the maximum seat number of theaters. We focus on improving the opening and the governance and continue to promote the ticket reservation system while limiting the number of tourists.
So far, around 1,200 theaters, accounting for over 53% of all theaters in the country, have reopened. More than 67% of internet cafes and over 94% of public song and dance venues have reopened across China. UN delegates from developing countries have criticized the human rights problems that have long existed in Western countries, including the United States. The statements were made during the ongoing 45th session of the UN Human Rights Council. The Syrian representative says the illegal sanctions unilaterally imposed by Western nations, including the United States, on other countries, have severely violated the human rights of the people of those countries. Iranian permanent ambassador to the UN, Esmail Hamina, has a similar opinion. Venezuelan delegate says the United States has failed to contain the COVID-19 pandemic and has more fatalities from the disease than any other country. The ongoing 45th session of the UN Human Rights Council will run until Tuesday of next week. The World Health Organization says that a million deaths from COVID-19 is a very sad milestone. Global coronavirus deaths surpassed a million on Tuesday, with more than 33 million confirmed infections worldwide. However, WHO spokesperson Margaret Harris says the virus can be suppressed.
It's not too late to turn this around. The one positive thing about this virus is it is suppressible. It's not the flu. It doesn't just go and you can't do anything about it. You can, and many countries have shown that.
It only took 3 months for COVID-19 deaths to double from 500,000, an accelerating rate of fatalities since the first death was recorded in China in early January. The United States, Brazil, and India together account for nearly 45% of all COVID-19 deaths globally. Easing winds have given California firefighters a break as they battle wildfires through the wine country north of San Francisco. Laura Colgate from Sonoma was fortunate to find her house still standing.
When we came back on yesterday morning, it was so surreal, and we had no idea the house was still there. So when we drove up and saw the house, we were kind of like, oh my God, this is a miracle. And then, but just looking at everything else. So then we walked up the street, none of the neighbors were left.
At least 95 buildings have burned in wine country, including homes and winery installations. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi says President Donald Trump has pledged to withdraw all U.S. troops from Iraq. He says the commitment was made during his visit to Washington last month. Al-Kadhimi led a delegation to Washington on an official visit in August when he attended the second session of the Iraq-U.S. Strategic Dialogue. Over 5,000 U.S. troops have been deployed in Iraq to support Iraqi forces in the battle against the Islamic State.